I don't know if you've ever found yourself listening away to a piece of music, nodding away, listening to the words, and then you suddenly realise that the words are maybe either more puerile or more profound than you've ever known. And you think, what am I listening to? Sometimes I listen to some of my children's music and think, well, there's no tune associated with that, but that's another story. I came across the words to a song which we often sing around this time of year, and I'm going to read them to you. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. He's coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Going to find out who's naughty and nice. He's coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. He's coming to town. Now, we often sing that. We often actually encourage our children to sing that. And I think it's a profoundly strange set of words, if I might. Isn't it? We have this ever-seen person who judges our behaviour, who will find us out, who threatens us. He's coming. And actually then who we describe as somebody who breaks into our house at night and leaves us something. Slightly odd, really, isn't it? Sometimes we just stop and we think about the words that we've sung and the words that we've read, and we think, what do I believe in? Do I really believe in what I'm listening to? And I suppose that's my question for us all this night. Is, do we really believe in what we're listening to? There was a story once told of why Santa Claus ought to be a woman. I'm not sure I necessarily agree with what I'm about to read to you, but I'm going to read it anyway. So, reasons why Santa Claus has to be a woman. 1, men can't pack bags. 2, men would rather be dead than caught wearing red velvet. 3, men don't answer their mail. 4, men aren't interested in stockings unless somebody else is wearing them. Possibly. 5, men don't think about getting gifts until Christmas Eve when it's too late. Or if you're in my case, you do that Christmas thing where you go, did I give you that? Oh, lovely. Men refuse to stop and ask for directions when they get lost. That is absolutely true. Finally, being responsible for Christmas would require commitment. There you are. So what is this whole thing about? What do we believe? What do we believe? Have we sensed some of the words and heard them afresh tonight? I love the drama, by the way. It was absolutely stunning. And the collective voices, as we've lifted our voices in song and heard readings. Have those words arrested us afresh? The John reading that we've just heard, buried within it, has this phrase, the Word became flesh. The Word became flesh. And that John reading describes what the Word meant. It's not just a few scratches on a page. It's a sense of God from everlasting to everlasting. The God who spoke everything into being by his power and his might and his imagination became flesh. One of our other readings then described that flesh as Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Those are bold claims. I mean, proper, outrageous, jaw-dropping claims. I suppose my question to myself this night, let alone anybody else, is, do I believe that? Do I genuinely believe that? Am I going to stake my life on that? We want tonight to give you a booklet, if you would wish, which describes the Christmas journey with this this phrase, God with us, and I would love to give you one of those, and if that's something that would interest you, do pick one up. Let me just finish by reading you this. Well, some people might think that Christmas is all about Santa. I'm arguing it's all about Jesus. Let's consider them both. Santa, we're told, lives at the North Pole. Jesus, I would argue, lives everywhere. Santa rides a sleigh. Jesus rides the wind and walks on water. Santa comes once a year. Jesus is ever present, ready to help. Santa fills your stockings. I believe that Jesus can and will, if asked, supply your needs. We're told that Santa comes down the chimney, uninvited. Jesus stands at your door and knocks, and enters your heart when invited. You have to wait in line to see Santa. Jesus is close as the mention of his name. Santa offers us a ho, ho, ho. I believe that Jesus offers us something far, far greater. Santa says you better not cry. Jesus says, cast all your worries on me. I care for you. God with us. Merry Christmas, everybody.